Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to everyone listening across the globe. We thank you for joining us as we attempt to alert humanity to the threat being carried out by a psychopathic guild of control freaks that are setting up a tyrannical world government so they can carry out eugenics operations against the population, killing at least 80% of us, reducing our numbers, through soft kill and hard kill weapons, so that a small sub-servant class can serve the elite who will enjoy all the fruits of advanced technologies and life extension. Important radio show lined up for you on this January 6, 2008, Tuesday edition. Via webcam, we're going to be live at PrisonPlanet.tv with Mike Rivero, live at PrisonPlanet.tv visually with us at the PrisonPlanet.tv website, simulcasting with the radio show. That will start coming up in T-minus 59 minutes. Then we have Dr. Edwin Vieira. You know, I read one of his books on the militia years ago and always meant to get him on, and this will be the first of many interviews. You know, he's an expert on silver and gold-backed currency, an expert on the Second Amendment, on militias, an amazing individual. He'll be joining us coming up in 2 hours. And then we have Professor Michelle Chassadosky coming on, an expert on what's happening and what's going on over in Gaza. Yesterday we read his article in entirety, or in near entirety, 8 pages long, I think I read 7.5, ran out of time, on what's really happening over in Gaza. But most of it's from the Israeli newspapers and mainstream news, admitting that Israel planned this a long time ago and did break the ceasefire, and then put out the PR stunt that Hamas broke the ceasefire. What you're witnessing is total siege and the extermination of those people as they cut off the three cities in the Gaza Strip. So we'll be discussing that as well with Mike Rivero coming up in about 58 minutes, not just Michelle Chassadosky. Here is some of the news in front of us today. Group: Israel deliberately attacked Palestinian journalist. Israel deliberately targeted Hamas-run media installations in its bombing campaign on Gaza. Well, that's what Kissinger called for a few weeks ago. And is practicing media censorship, a journalist rights group said today. The installations in question include the Al-Aqsa Television, Al-Rashia, I'm sorry if I'm reading this wrong, newspaper, and the Swat Al-Aqsa Radio, which the Israeli army bombed on December 8th, and over the weekend, respectively, the Geneva-based Press Emblem campaign said in a statement, citing a Palestinian media non-governmental group. The press group, which fights for better protection of journalists in conflict zones, also condemned the recent deaths of two journalists as a result of Israeli attacks. Two Palestinian journalists were killed, one in previous attacks by Israel. Photographer Hamas Shahin, who died the 26th of December 2008, and another during a current military round of the 3 January, Omar Salawi. And it goes on, the current attacks against Palestinian journalists remind the media community of the attacks that were committed by Israel against Lebanese media in July-August war of 2006, the press group said, referring to the conflict between Israel and Lebanon and their Hezbollah militia. I remember going back over to 7-8 years when they would shoot French, British, and other reporters, and it was caught on video with them laughing about it, and that's what turned a lot of European press against Israel, was the blatant killing of hundreds of journalists as a chilling effect. It didn't work. More journalists just poured into the region. Didn't work for the bullies. But the press is so controlled here that it never got on our news, so our media doesn't know.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Time stamping the date, the 6th of January, 2009. Man, that's going to take some getting used to. By the way, later today, up on Infowars.com, we're going to post a new feature. I went ahead and bought a little voice recorder, little pocket voice recorder, so it's easy to carry around with me at all times. I should have bought two or three of them. I'm no doubt going to end up losing it. I always lose sunglasses every 5-6 months and cell phones every few months when I'm carrying a cell phone. But I bought this little voice recorder, and so many times when I'm reflective and calm, late at night doing research, 1, 2 in the morning, is when I have the clearest thought process and when I'm the calmest. Or it might be driving down the highway when I listen to some propaganda on the radio and have all these hundreds of thoughts flash through my mind and connections, and then, by the time I get home, all the thoughts are lost and have basically evaporated, and only a little remnant or artifact of it is left. So last night I ended up recording, about 30 minutes of thoughts sitting out on my front porch watching the rain come down and the fog roll across the hills here in Austin, Texas. And I think it was some important information that I covered and thoughts and ideas. And so in the next few hours, that is going to be posted up at InfoWars.com. And I want to give PrisonPlanet.tv members exclusive, you know, first access to most of the media we produce. So in some of them will be posted on the main site. Some of them in an indexed area altogether will be posted first in the future at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then, of course, we intend for everybody to rip it from there and put it out everywhere. But I do want to give it to members first. Just something added we're going to do. I'm also going to be starting in the next few weeks a little five-minute news blitz where I get the most important stories of the day, and I'm under a time constraint, so I won't belabor each story. So people that want a quick news brief, I'm going to have a little five-minute report. I'm going to start taping generally after the show because normally even more news breaks then. I'll have 30 minutes or so to check out what's happened, do an analysis, and then put it out looking at the legislation and other things that are happening. We're now getting a look at Obama's policies, this near $1 trillion that they want for, quote, a stimulus, and it is to force carbon taxes on businesses, to pay them to acquiesce to going along with it, and it's to pay new enforcers for the flatulence tax for all barnyard animals, for methane. There's also a bunch of money in there for eugenics and Planned Parenthood operations in the third world, but it's all billed as helping the third world, so I want to go over some of that today as well. Henry Kissinger, he's done it hundreds of times, but he specifically called for a new world order yesterday on CNBC in relation to the Middle East and what's happening in Gaza. And he basically endorsed everything that's unfolding in Gaza, took the Israeli side, of course, 110%, and then said that Obama just has such a wonderful, people have such a great perception of Obama worldwide that he's going to be able to really get the New World Order installed and that they need to use this crisis to bring in a New World Order. And that made me remember his quote that he made in Evian, France, to the Bilderberg group, where he said, "Today America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order," referring to the 91 riots in Los Angeles. "Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond." And that, of course, is Al-Qaeda. That's what Brzezinski, one of his colleagues, wrote in the Grand Chessboard. They needed an outside threat. "Whether real or promulgated," this is a quote. Let me go back and read the whole quote. "Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated." Promulgated, that means staged. "That threatened our very existence." They also use fake environmentalism, fake global warming. You see another threat, as Richard N. Haas, the Club of Rome in 91, wrote, same year. It was in their official public publication where they said, "We'll use fake environmentalism to control and create serfdom and the threat of fake terror, the pincer attack, like a beetle grabbing a little juicy bug it's going to eat with its two pincers. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government." Emphasis added. And I know I just stopped and made comments. Let me read it all again. This is an important quote. I know you may have heard it before. "Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government." Now, that's what he said back in 91, and he said something similar yesterday afternoon. And I appreciate listeners giving us a heads up on this, and Kurt found the clip and on YouTube and did get a story out last night, an excellent story, that begins like this. Every time I see the aged Henry Kissinger, I am reminded of the worst kind of pornography. In fact, I am reminded of a snuff film. Henry Kissinger is likely one of the most notorious killers of the planet, a monster that makes Charles Manson look like a silly schoolboy. Manson did not actually kill anybody. He had his brainwashed zombies engaged in the dirty work. Kissinger didn't kill anybody either. He had the Pentagon, the CIA, and various cutthroat clients do his dirty work. That is to say, the dirty work of the global elite. Charlie had a few deranged girls on LSD do his bidding. Henry enlisted whole armies to commit the crimes he engineered for his bosses. And then he goes through the Cambodian genocide engineered by Kissinger and Brzezinski. They brag about it. They're proud of the 4 mil. How Kissinger brags that he sabotaged the 68 Vietnam peace talks so another 30,000 U.S. troops and over a million Vietnamese could die. That was after he sabotaged it. He would get angry at newspaper reporters and poets in Chile and publicly bragged that it was a personal vendetta to have them killed, and he did have them killed, tortured and killed. So he's a dangerous guy to mess with. You know, we go to Bullhorn Bilderberg and we go basically harry them and annoy them and fluster them and let them know they're not God. I mean, the last place they met in Chantilly, the main meeting hall, most of the complex was 50, 60, 70, 100 yards, depending on which area it was. There were roads all around it. It was right by the National Reconnaissance Office, right by Defense Intelligence, in a huge complex of private defense contractors, Raytheon and Lockheed, and all of them, basically. They're in Chantilly, there at the Marriott, and the one spot where we were only 20 yards from the building was the wing sticking off the end that was the big conference room. And we're bullhorning, guessing they're in there because we'd already been in and reconned it days before they kicked us out and Bilderberg moved in. We knew that was one of the biggest conference rooms. And out comes Richard N. Haass, angry, looking at us and a bunch of other globalists. And they'd have world leaders pulling in and they'd play their national anthem when they'd enter. And we know Obama snuck in there as well. But, I mean, I know we're playing with fire, but we have to. We have to stand up against these killers. We can't just go quietly into the night with these people. But anyways, Kurt did a great story just going through all the horrible things that he did and then giving the latest quote that we'll play coming up at the bottom of the hour. Again, the story is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Kissinger calls for a new world order. It's a good headline, but the problem is there's so many times he calls for a new world order, it's going to get confused with other ones. Maybe it should have a sub-headline like, says Obama can use Israel crisis to bring in world government or something like that. Or just to clarify that this is in this particular time frame, but it's a great story. I like a line Kurt put in an article a few days ago about Obama where he said that Obama is like a cigar shop wooden Indian they stick out front to attract people into the store. And that's what he is. That's what George Bush is. They're just little front men that take all the blame for the globalist agenda. They're certainly fellow travelers, but in the final equation, our minds are designed primitively to see the chief as really being the chief. But he's not the chief. He's a puppet. Our country's been captured by foreign Madoff-type bankers. So we'll go over that. AFP, French news agency, group, Israel deliberately attacked Palestinian journalists. We're going to get more into that. Norwegian doctor says Israel intentionally targeting civilians. Israel using depleted uranium against Gaza victims. Madoff sightings cause heads to turn in New York. Yeah, he's still out and about. Because you steal $100 billion. It's not $50 billion. It's more than $100 billion. Then you get taken care of. I mean, he's a founder of the NASDAQ. I mean, this is a top banker. Panetta, a surprise pick to run the CIA. FBI plans huge hiring blitz. We got Mike Rivero coming up, Dr. Edwin Vieira, and Michelle Chasadosky. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Back. Thank you for joining us today.
He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. Go sit beneath the tree by the railroad track. Oh, the engineer was being sitting in the shade.
in the next segment, I'm going to play in its entirety the little three-minute interview on CNBC with Henry Kissinger on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange as he was visiting the heart of the power of the New World Order, their fraudulent casino where they rip off the public that ties into their private central banks that engage in fractional reserve banking. Because, see, right now, I mean, you really thought they'd let you invest in pension funds and let you retire? You really thought they'd let you have your 401ks? No, they're going to steal them from you. Because they're conquerors. They're criminals. They're bold. They're daring. They're wicked. They enjoy stealing. They enjoy hurting people. Oh, but a lot of folks thought, that's okay as long as it's Iraqis or as long as it's Cambodians or as long as it's Chinese. Oh, yeah, they helped engineer the mass murder over there. As long as it's Russians or as long as it was Germans, as long as it was somebody else, as long as it was Palestinians, it's okay. But us Americans, we're on top of everything. No, you're going to be robbed and are being robbed as well until you wake up and say no. We have such a history of liberty. We have the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Tenth. If we simply stand up and say no to all this fraud, it will implode. But if we continue to let them just masquerade around, stealing us blind in plain sight, things are only going to get worse. And then when Mike Rivero's on with us, when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 34 minutes, I'm going to play the clip without audio, just so viewers can, on PrisonPlanet.tv, can look at the body language of the power pimps, the little fawning minions who are just worshipfully looking at him like he's the Holy Grail or something. It's just so disgusting. People are saying, well, how is that going to work? Only visual for radio. No, I mean, I'll be pointing out to Mike, who will be on his live video feed from Hawaii on PrisonPlanet.tv into our studio, just asking his opinion about the disgusting body language and if he noticed that as well. I mean, they're just smiling and gazing and they're in awe, like when they have a Rockefeller or a Rothschild on TV. Wolf Blitzer, normally completely calm and composed and focused, was just almost stammering and just looking at her like he was staring at Valhalla or something, Mrs. Rothschild, because these people are power worshipers. They are psychopaths, and psychopaths worship the bigger psychopaths above them. They worship the black boot, the ski mask, the machine gun, when it's being used against screaming, begging groups of stripped civilians covering themselves, being herded into pits to be machine gunned. They love it. It's beautiful. Just like an abortion's beautiful to them. They've said it on record. The power they get from it. The raw exercise of power. The bestial, low-level reptilian brain feeding. Kissinger calls for a new world order. So that is coming up after the break, and we'll analyze it. And then I'm going to get into just another amazing story. Israeli wiretaps the NSA in 9/11. Now, going back over a decade, I've had James Bamford on, former 2020 producer, Nightline producer, best-selling author, when he wrote several books. I remember one in the late 90s about the NSA, and people were calling in going, there's no such thing as Echelon. Now, it's all admitted, of course. And then he also broke Operation Northwoods in the National Archives when he had his people digging through the stacks right after it was declassified, the plan to stage terror attacks in the U.S. by the Pentagon. But there's been some new developments on this. The fact that it isn't even the NSA that runs the wiretapping, it is Israel. So I think it's pretty clear that there is a, frankly, you have to tell like it is, there is a serious takeover of all key national security infrastructure by the state of Israel, and they're definitely a big part of the internationalist coup against the United States.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Listen up!
Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying.
You know,
some are born and some are dying.
The secular humanists say there is no God.
It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come.
But really what they're doing
and the whirlwind
is setting up
is in
the elite, the scientific dictatorship, the wise men
are all trimming their
as God. And they say that they're going to split the species into the Superman and then basically exterminate us, the general public, the old fallen man. When you really study the globalists who try to tell everybody to be atheist or to not believe in right and wrong, they're only trying to neutralize your inner moral compass, your conscience, that your soul that tells you what's right and what's wrong. So they tell you, yeah, go ahead and have 50 million abortions in the U.S. Yeah, go ahead and have hundreds of millions of abortions worldwide every year. Yeah, go ahead and sterilize people. Oh, go ahead and kill old folks. You know, their lives aren't worth anything. We have a bioethics board of men at the hospital who decide when you live and when you die. And they sell it all like it's a right, but then they decide. And then you have this public who has no moral compass, and they're all so focused on themselves, they're all so into their own little pipe dreams, their own little delusions, that they don't understand that when they don't care about their neighbors, their community, their society, when they don't care about themselves enough to be informed because of their selfishness. I've seen people who revel in not being informed and smile and laugh and act like they're winning because they're not involved and aren't concerned, and laugh at those of us that are trying to know the truth and are trying to be informed. It takes great research and focus and discernment to even have any idea of what's going on. I can't imagine just not caring. There was a story in the news today about Joe Biden a few nights ago. Tried to go and see a movie. And the Secret Service showed up a few minutes before he did. And there were still tickets available to the new Brad Pitt movie. And so by the time he got there with his wife with more Secret Service, a big entourage, it was sold out. But the issue is that there was a big crowd of people there, and none of them recognized Joe Biden, but the manager. No one cared. Remember the polls that they've had where over 80% of Americans, they have a yearly survey they do, don't know who Dick Cheney is. It isn't that they don't know who Dick Cheney is. It's that when they're being polled, they don't bother themselves to even think who Dick Cheney is. And so the mind, like a muscle, becomes atrophied. So, see, they don't even know who the puppets are, much less who the men behind the throne are. So they just kind of halfway hear the news, if they're even paying attention to it, or they see a headline in a newspaper. And you can't have a society like that. You can't have a society where the people are asleep at the switch. You will have criminals come in and take control, and they will take over government, and they will use it as a mechanism, as a force, to expropriate everything you own. And not just everything you physically own, the capacity to generate that wealth, your liberty. They will destroy it. They understand how important it is. They're threatened by it. And you will rapidly then have no future. And they will then take your mind. They will take your soul. They traffic in people's souls. They will brainwash you. They will dumb you down. They will destroy the language. They will reduce our lexicon to the point of where we're braying farm animals. Obama. Here's the story. Sold-out movie thwarts Biden's. Okay, if it wasn't them, then who were those Secret Service guys? This is out of the Delaware News. Delaware News Journal. He's a heartbeat away from the presidency, but that apparently didn't help Joe Biden get a movie ticket Saturday night. Employees at the Regal Brandywine Cinemas say the vice president-elect and his wife, Jill, tried to attend a 7:45 showing of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button at the theater on Concord Pike, but left after they were told the movie was sold out. There's been no confirmation from the Biden camp, but the theater employees say they were sure it was him. Ishira Mutmut, an associate manager, said she closed her box office line when she saw what appeared to be a Secret Service agent coming her way. This is a foreigner who has a family that were foreigners who, again, isn't the foreigners were ever smarter than Americans. It's that they've been under tyranny. They're more focused. I've just noticed that. I mean, you tell somebody from Germany, you tell somebody from Russia, you tell somebody from India, you tell somebody from the Middle East about tyranny, they go, of course. They know all about secret police and spying and corruption and propaganda. But Americans are like, there ain't no such thing as propaganda. Again, they have no concept. The man asked her about tickets for the movie, which stars Brad Pitt, then left. A few minutes later, she said, the Bidens came into the lobby. Jill Biden walked up to speak with the manager while Joe stood nearby. She was asking me about other shows, but they really wanted to see Benjamin Button, he said, but was maybe 5 feet away looking at her. He was standing with the other Secret Service men. Remarkably, none of the other moviegoers appeared to notice. Employees said nobody mobbed Biden or called his name or asked for an autograph. It didn't seem that many people recognized him, said employee Becky Ginrich, 21. Honestly, I think people were just too wrapped up in themselves to notice. Okay, let's stop right there. This is very important. You know, Biden likes that. He's sophisticated enough where these guys don't even enjoy being worshipped by throngs and crowds, the real operators, and Biden's definitely one of them. Bill Clinton's a rare breed because he's an intellectual, you know, genius at evil and Machiavellian activity, but he also revels in crowds. But most real masterminds do not revel in crowds. And Joe Biden's definitely a mastermind. I mean, he's not a top globalist, but he's a go-between, he's a liaison, he's a trusted crook. He helped plan the 9/11 attacks, and we've covered that on the Senate Intelligence Committee, meeting with Mahmoud Ahmed and others from Pakistan on 9/11, then the week before. But side issue, very evil. And they know that. Biden and others know that when they go out and crowds don't know who they are, they revel and look at how blind these people are. Look at how uninformed they are. And that's the ether in which they swim, counting on people not being informed, not being involved, not being aware of anything that's going on. And that's what they count on. So the general public has learned to have this satisfied, foolish grin on their face and this pride of being ignorant. But it'll get you hurt, and it is getting hurt. We're going into a depression. It's by design. It's engineered. They can talk about, will the stimulus package fix it? Are the auto industry, are they going to cause it? Was it the subprime? It was all contrived. So they're just busy confusing the public right now on that issue. But the larger point here is employee Becky Ginrich, 21, said, honestly, I think people were just too wrapped up in themselves to notice. What an intelligent young lady. Because that's what it's all about. They are so wrapped up in themselves, they'll walk right off a cliff. It's a mental illness. It's a mass psychosis. Well, they watch so much television, it literally puts you in a lower brainwave. It puts you in a sleep state, puts you in a sleepwalking state. So they're just sleepwalking around. I see this all the time, and it's getting worse. They've got studies out that people are more suggestible now than they were 10 years ago. People were more suggestible 10 years ago than they were 20 years ago. People are becoming, I mean, you can just do things right in front of people. And if you just do it in a calm way, they don't notice. And see, that's because just the ambient corruption has been turned up in the background to where now it's just at a deafening roar and they still don't notice it because they're deaf, psychically, mentally. Okay, let's go ahead and play this disgusting Henry Kissinger clip where he calls for a new world order again. And then he's written many books and publications where he says it is a world government. But still they have Republican and Democratic operatives write news articles about myself all the time, just this show alone, saying, I'm insane, I make up stuff about world government, it doesn't exist. A new world order is just a new international agreement. No, as the Financial Times of London and the Wall Street Journal said in the last few months, it is world government built in stealth. But again, you know that, don't you, operatives? You think it's cute and funny. See, because it's not just the blind sheep that are mesmerizing in la-la land. It's not just them. There's another class of people that con artists, criminals, and you get your low-level ones that aren't in the system. They're the ones that aren't professional enough or didn't have the right school, the right breaks, or the connections to be high-level psychopaths and sociopaths. But then you've got the high-level controlled psychopaths, and they just love the fact that you have been mesmerized and think it's funny and cute to be idiots. Let's go ahead and play Kissinger. Here it is.
Aaron and I are standing here on the floor now with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who was here ringing the bell, commemorating 30 years of U.S.-China relations, which, of course, were made possible by the hard work that Secretary Kissinger did while serving under President Nixon. And we welcome you, sir. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
The obvious first question is the situation in Gaza. What is it's an area of the world you have worked very hard on. What is your view? How serious is this?
We have to remember, Israel withdrew from Gaza unconditionally in 2005. And they are reacting to rapid attacks that have been launched out of Gaza. So the problem is, can those rocket attacks be stopped? And then they will have to stop their military operation. It's a complicated situation, but it's one that I believe will be solved, because if peace is to evolve in the Middle East, Israel has to take its responsibilities, but the moderate Arab nations have to take responsibilities for the conduct of Israel's neighbors.
Do you believe that this is, some people say that everything will stop a few days before the Obama inauguration, that this is all very politically motivated. Do you think that's true?
I think it's a continuing process. The fundamental problem is, can Gaza conduct itself in a way that it is not a military threat to Israel? Then there will have to be a negotiation eventually, and soon, between Israel and the Palestinians about an overall peace settlement.
What do you think the most important thing is for Barack Obama? Obviously, you're here to talk about the anniversary for U.S.-China diplomatic relations, but if you had to say this is going to be the country or the conflict or the place that will define the Obama administration, what would it be?
The president-elect is coming into office at a moment when there are upheavals in many parts of the world simultaneously. You have India, Pakistan, you have the jihadist movement. So he can't really say that it's one problem, that it's the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period, when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
Are you confident about the people President-elect Obama has chosen to surround him? Because he does not have a great deal of experience.
No, he has appointed an extraordinarily able group of people in both the international and financial field.
Mr. Secretary, we thank you very much for your time.
All right, so there you have it. There's such an extraordinary view of him worldwide. He's going to be able to get a lot done. You know, the world has been suckered in by all this mass hype, and India, Pakistan, Russia, what's happening in Gaza, all of this part of the encirclement of Asia, of the Middle East, of Europe, kicking off global crises to bring in the New World Order. A great opportunity, as he likes to say, a crisis. Remember what he said in Evian, France, about today America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil, fake environmentalism, fake global warming, terrorism. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted them by their world government. And I interjected the point about using the pincer of fake global warming, a global crisis, for a global solution, which is a tax to the bankers. Forget all the real environmental issues. When we come back, I want to play part of two clips. These are posted in a story that is up on Infowars.com. Dealing with the National Security Agency being basically run by Israeli Mossad-controlled companies. And this is James Bamford, the former producer of Nightline in 2020, and has written a bunch of best-selling books on the NSA. And so much of the key infrastructure of this country is controlled by Israel. You know, it's an Israeli company that controls the security for U.S. nuke sites, nuclear weapons. Wonder how that Minot thing happened with the missing six cruise missiles. And Israel controls over 95% of the caller ID in the nation, just like IP address on internet with Google, which is Israeli. Then you have these two main companies that run the software that is the NSA. So I want to come in and play some of Bamford and then play another clip of some other reporters getting into this. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
In 6 minutes, we'll be live with Mike Rivero, simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv with a live feed. The PrisonPlanet.tv members will then post after the show the archive. We're going to be live at PrisonPlanet.tv for 3 hours today. Talk about the history of the Second Amendment and the militia with Edwin Vieira coming up in an hour and 5 minutes. And Professor Michelle Chasidowski in the fourth hour today to talk about Gaza and other developments worldwide. Later in the show with Chasidowski, I'm going to play these full clips from Democracy Now! This is James Bamford talking about his new book, a very prestigious writer. And just telling you what we told you years ago, that Israel and intelligence basically runs the NSA. Here it is.
So you have one copy of everything coming in and going to NSA's secret room. And in the secret room was equipment by a private company called NARIS, a very small company hardly anybody's ever heard of, that created the hardware and the software to analyze these cables and then pick out the targets NSA is looking for and then forward the targeted communications on to NSA headquarters.
So you have these companies, AT&T and Verizon, that are secretly working with the NSA and tapping Americans' phone lines. And these companies actually outsource the actual tapping to some little-known foreign companies?
Yeah, there's two major, or not major, they're small companies, but they service the two major telecom companies. This company NARIS, which was founded in Israel and has large Israel connections, does the basically the tapping of the communications on AT&T. And Verizon chose another company, ironically also founded in Israel and largely controlled by and developed by people in Israel, called Verint. So these two companies specialize in what's known as mass surveillance. Their literature, I read this literature from Verint, for example, that's supposed to only go to intelligence agencies and so forth, and it says we specialize in mass surveillance, and that's what they do. They put these mass surveillance equipment in these facilities. So you have AT&T, for example, that considers it's their job to get messages from one person to another, not tapping into messages. And you get the NSA that says we want copies of all this. So that's where these companies come in. These companies act as the intermediary, basically, between the telecom companies and the NSA.
Now, Jim Vinford, take this a step further, because you say the founder and former CEO of one of these companies is now a fugitive from the United States somewhere in Africa?
Well, this is a company that the U.S. government is getting all its tapped information from. It's a company that Verizon uses as its tapping company, its eavesdropping company. And very little is known about these companies. The Congress has never looked into any of this. I don't think they even know that these companies.
Okay, we're going to get more into this later in the fourth hour today. We can also get Mike Rivero's take on it later in the next hour. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv here in a few minutes. But look, this is only a small grouping of the Israeli companies who are literally above the NSA. They get all the data, the phone systems, computers, everything. With all the Israeli spies that have been busted, the NSA allows us to go on. This is not our government. It's controlled by foreign banks, period. And Israel is used as the armed guard by the New World Order to enforce over our own crooked government.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.